Is it just me and Lisa?
Yeah, I think so. Just us. Okay, ladies, let's get started today. This is training call one and two kind of combined. And we're going to start by talking about the six-week system, how it's a lot easier to manage your calendar if you're only working on a six-week system. So look at your calendar, go out 6 weeks, put in any personal stuff, vacations, baseball games, whatever you have personally that needs to go on your calendar, put that on there first. And then each week, try to book a party into that sixth week, okay? So if you can, then the next week, you're going to start again and add another week and then try to book a party into that next week, into that sixth week. So each week, you're adding on another week, and by the time you get 6 weeks out, you should have your calendar, you should have a party each week. And so you can try and control your calendar and your time management a little bit easier that way. Any questions about 6 week system? Okay, so, and then a schedule each week to try and help you touch on your business daily, but not spend the entire day. Because I know sometimes I feel like I'm spending the entire day because I've got so many different things going on. But if we're doing just a little bit each day, we can make sure that we're touching our business and not devoting all of our time to things that aren't making us any money. So on Monday, try and close out your weekend, all your parties, all your events, and place your order on Monday. Try to get all that to the bank if you need to go to the bank. Close out your parties, close out your weekend. On Tuesday, Tuesday is our team talk day, so try and make sure that you're talking with me, your upline, and also with any of your downline people that you have signed on, and also anybody in your area that maybe you wanted to work with and go to team with, to go to different preschools, daycare centers, any place that you wanted to go and visit to your little gardening, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Wednesday's hostess coaching day. Try and talk with your upcoming hostesses. Make sure, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks also about hostess coaching, but make sure that you're contacting them, going over the packets, and answering any of their questions, getting directions to their home. Make sure that you've got everything set to go for your parties, the upcoming parties. And then if you don't have any upcoming parties, and this is your day also, to try and get that one party booked for that 6 week from your 6 week system. So use Wednesday to talk with hostesses and fill your calendar. And Thursday is gardening day. Gardening is growing your business. So on Thursdays, you're going to go out either with someone in your area or on your own and go to 3 to 5 different places and garden. Give them your information about your business and help to them, say, okay, I'll come back and follow up, and I can explain more about the business. So you're gardening, you're going out and talking to people about your business on Thursday. Friday, get ready for the weekend. Make sure that you've gathered all of your order forms, your business cards, you've got the right flyers for the month, consultants and hosts and customer flyers. Make sure that it's all the games that you want are packed up in their bags, ready to go. Even if your party isn't until next Tuesday, try to use Friday to get ready, okay, so that you have a set schedule. You know, on Fridays, I get ready for my next party. Saturday is typically a party day or an event day, and so spend that time doing that, going to your party or your event. Sunday, spend time with your family. Take time and really play a game. Have a family game day. Make sure that you have game day put into your family's life also. We don't want to walk. We can't talk the talk if we're not walking the walk also. And then also team training day. We have our trainings at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights. So it's time to keep to that schedule. There are also certain things that we can do, on the first of the month, the fifth of the month, but I can put those things into Facebook and do reminders, too, of everybody. Oh, it's the end of the month. Gather up everything and put them away. So if you're working on your schedule each day and touching your business, you won't feel overwhelmed and, like, you're just working your business and not getting anywhere. Any questions about scheduling? No. Okay. Trying to go fast here. Gardening. Gardening is marketing and growing your business. And there are certain things that you want to do when you're gardening. You need to have a plan. You need to know where you're going, how many places you're going to go. I would suggest 3 to 5 a week, 3 to 5 different places a week. You need to have tools, city bags, which we'll talk about those in a minute, flyers, post and recruiting packets, catalogs, whatever you choose to use as your tools. You need to have those all prepared, and those are one of the things that I'll post in the on our Facebook group about doing those once a month, spending time once a month, making up all of your gardening gifts so that they're all ready to go and you don't need to spend a lot of time throughout the month. You just do it one day a month and you're ready to go for the rest of the month. Soil, those are the places that you're going to go. You need to figure out what are the best is for you. I did post a link in the our document on our Facebook group, but we'll also talk about different places that are good to go gardening. You need to plant the seeds. Actually get out and go. Spend that Thursday. Go to just a couple of places. Take your information in. It doesn't take long. You just run in, give them the gift bag, and tell them that you'll check back with them in a week. Sunshine, information about your business, what you offer, what's in it for them. I am putting in my gardening gift, I'm putting the top 10 game flyers and also the host rewards for the month so that they can see these are some of the games that we offer, and the top 10 flyer has explanations about the top 5 games and prices so they can see kind of a general information about it, and then also the host rewards, what they can get by hosting a party. Water, you've got to water. That's follow up. You can't just leave your bag, your gardening bag with people and no one, and then not follow up. You've got to make sure that you're following up next week. And if they're not ready to talk, then say, great, I'll call you back next week. And just continue to follow up. So this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. Don't grow. Seeds don't grow overnight. So you need to be sure that you're watering and you've got and you're going back and talking and following up with people so that in 3 months you have a lot of contacts built in your area and you've got the information, you've given out the information and people are learning about Simply Fun, which is really what we need to do right now. We're still working on informing people about what Simply Fun is about and getting our name out there too. Ideas for gardening gifts. I posted a little picture on our Facebook page, too, about what I used for my gardening gift, and you by no means have to do what I did, but that was just something that I was kind of coming, a quick little idea that I could come up with. I did change it a little bit, and today I was making my gardening gifts, and I put the top 10 flyers and the host rewards paper in it. I put a card. In the back office, you can order boxes of dice. You get 12 little boxes of dice with 6 sets in each box, and it says Simply Fun, $9. So it's about 75 cents a box. Went to Walmart. I got a little Farkle scorecard pad for $2 or $3. I think it's got 75 things. I just ripped one of those scorecards off, put that in there with the dice. Put a little confetti in there just to make it pretty, or whatever, how you want to do it. And then I put a little note on top that I put a Laffy Taffy and a Snickers bar in there, and I said, enjoy laughter and Snickers while building smarter kids, and put my my website on there. So I'm just going to go think about the best places for me to go in my area and drop those off tomorrow on Thursday on our gardening day, and try to make some connections and get our name out. So you can do, I know I was talking with Carrie the other day and doing little buckets, or if you can get a bucket sand pail, the dollar store or something, or a water bottle, and just put your information in there, something that people can use. But you're not spending too much money. You don't want to spend more than maybe $1.50 on this. because that's not the point isn't for you to spend all your money on gardening gifts. The point is to be making money, to use this to as a tool to help you make money. Any questions about gardening bags, gardening gifts?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Okay. Places to go. What are some good places to go for gardening? We can go to daycare centers. We can go to schools. We can go to churches, retirement homes. Definitely retirement homes, they need games to keep them sharp. Hospitals, car dealerships sometimes give out bags to people that come and test drive things. You never know what a car dealership could work with you, or you set up a table there that people could come and see the games when they're milling around. Welcome bags, if the city or town that you live in has, or the neighborhood has little welcome bags that they give to people when they move in, then that's a good, see if you can get your card or put a flyer in there with them. Gyms, smaller radio stations, you might be able to donate a game and they'll do a call-in and do some kind of competition kind of thing for on the radio stations or contests. Local stores, see if you can place your cards. We can't place any of our games in local stores, but we can place our cards and make connections with people and build relationships with some of the local shop owners too. Bingo halls, coffee shops, diners. Sometimes they have snacks that have advertisements on there. See if you can get your information on the placemats on the advertisements. So I have a book here, binder here, of lots more information and more things that we can talk about places to go gardening. But I thought that was a great list to start with and keep us busy with getting our information out there. Any questions so far?
Yep.
Nope. So when you go out gardening, you want to just go in and say, "Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm your local Simply Fun consultant. I'm trying to expand my business in this area, and I was hoping it would be all right for me to leave some information on who we are and what we do." They say, "Sure." You hand it to them, and you say, "Great. I'll be in touch within the next week to answer any questions that you might have." Very fast. You don't want to take up much of their time. You just want to give them the information, let them kind of look at it, and then come back and talk to them a little bit more. When you follow up, "Hi, this is Sarah with Simply Fun. I dropped off a goodie bag last week, and I just wanted to see when would be a good time for me to explain how Simply Fun can benefit you and your customers," especially if it's a daycare center or retirement home, schools. So you want to come back and make sure that you are asking, Can I set up a meeting? Can I talk to you about this? Can I explain a little bit more about Simply Fun and how you can benefit from it? Because definitely people are going to want to know what they can get out of it. So this week what I would like everyone to work on is updating your list of 100 and making sure to contact three of the people on that list. Everybody has a list of people that they know, friends, relatives, all of those, it's called the Frank's list, I can't remember, friends, relatives, acquaintances, neighbors, kids, spouses. So think about all the people that you may know through all of those avenues and try and contact three people on that list. Choose three places to go gardening. Think about if there's any of those places that we talked about and pick three places to take your gardening gift bags to. Assemble 10 of your gift bags and then tomorrow, if you have time, go out and visit the places and tell us how it went. Let us know on Facebook. "Oh, I went out and did the gardening and went to three daycare centers just down the street from my house, and they were all very receptive." You know, just tell us how it's going. We just want to be able to support, you know, or, "Oh, it didn't go so well. Is there anybody, does anybody have any advice for this?" That's what we want to use our Facebook page to really support each other and help everyone garden and grow their business.
Mm.
Anybody have any questions?
Nope.
No, does it sound like does gardening make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You know, it's just going to be neat to go ahead and get started, though.
Right, getting started and getting those gift bags. Like, once you get all those gift bags going, it's really not difficult to go to those three places around and just run in real fast and say, hey, I just wanted to, you know, stop by and say hi. So hopefully it's something that we can do and it can help grow our businesses a little more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Well, thank you. I know. I am excited and I hope that it works. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording here.